and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with deadly flooding in Texas, which has claimed the lives of at least 24 people, Governor Greg Abbott.
So many people have been swept up into an extraordinary catastrophe.
Hundreds of people have been rescued so far, but the search continues for more than 20 girls who are still unaccounted for. They were at a summer camp located along the Guadalupe River, which swelled more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours. CBS's Jason Allen spoke to a woman who owns a restaurant nearby.
It was raging water. You could also see vehicles coming from up the river with the lights on, and you can hear somebody honking, and they were washing away. Keep going.
Honking, yeah, as they were washing down the river, mm-hmm, to try to get somebody's attention.
Yeah, but it was impossible.
Barry Adelman says his neighbor and her husband were nearly swept away by the floodwaters as well.
She told us she was floating down the river with her husband, and her husband kept telling her to grab anything you can grab, and she did. She said, Barry, I caught the last tree, the very last tree right on your property.
To the Middle East now, while Hamas hasn't formally accepted the latest truce proposal to end the war in Gaza, President Trump says he's optimistic a ceasefire deal can be reached. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
Since the last truce collapsed in March, 6,000 more people have died and an acute humanitarian crisis has worsened. Eyewitnesses have told us of daily mass killings of Palestinians desperate for food, mostly near the U.S.-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid sites.
And that foundation says two Americans have been injured in a suspected terror attack at a distribution center. The clock is ticking for countries to come up with a trade deal with the U.S. Willie James Inman with details.
The president says he could send up to 12 letters to different nations on Monday notifying them of the new tariff rate on their goods. The White House faces a self-imposed deadline of Wednesday to negotiate dozens of trade deals.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman tells us about an Arizona ice cream shop that just received a big honor.
Novel Ice Cream in Mesa, Arizona has just been ranked the top ice cream shop in the country by Yelp. Shop owner Sean Allard says he has about 250 flavors, but only offers 12 a day to keep the ice cream fresh.
The most popular one that's unusual is the bourbon caramel toffee crunch.
Allard says he owes his success to a great product and a presence on social media.
And Coneflower Creamery in Omaha, Nebraska, took the number 2 spot. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't lose us. You know where we are right now. We'll be back here every weekend. We're here to help you understand more about your health, nutrition, and dietary supplements and botanical extracts to keep you healthy, happy, and with a great mood, and never be depressed. Oh, does that sound like a big promise? Never be depressed? Well, you know, if you do the right things, like diet, nutrition, supplements, and just good health overall, you can be always happy. So we're here to help you have the best health possible. So you can tell your friends, your families, and everyone that you would like to have them know that they can change their health by changing their diet, by changing their lifestyle. And today we're going to bring you a broad list of subjects to talk about. You know, there's a very common mineral. But for some people, they probably never heard of it. It may not even be common to them. So we'll talk about a mineral that can change your life. We'll also talk about how to boost your brain power at any time, any age. You're never too old to improve the quality of your mind and your brain. And let's talk about breast cancer. Not just for women, but breast cancer in men. And how to reduce your belly fat, the most dangerous fat in your body. The fat in your legs, your arms, is not as dangerous as your belly fat. That's all the fat that is commonly called visceral fat. It's the fat within your abdominal cavity, in and around and among all of your glands and organs, including your liver. And there are signs today that you may need more vitamin B12 than ever. Vitamin B12 is extremely valuable for a number of conditions that I think you would want to know about. And how to have snack choices for recovery. What snack may help you recover more than any other snack? And now chemicals in plastic not only are bad for your cells, your brain, but now they have proven them to be bad for your heart. Aging is painful. Oh yeah, I'm sure you're hearing my little girl barking in the background. I'm broadcasting from home today. And my little Australian Shepherd, little Bella, she's right behind me. She's listening to, she's probably listening as much as you are. She's such a good old girl. She always listens to what I have to say. I hope you do too. Now, aging is painful. Maybe not the painful that you think, but painful in many other ways. Let's take a closer look at A1C. What is A1C? Why is it bad? Why should we reduce A1C? Why do some people have an A1C level as high as 10, 11, 12? And where should it be? And cancer treatment is harder for women. And we'll talk more about this and all of these things that we can make sure that will change your life. The mineral. What is the mineral that I want you to know more about? And why is this mineral so important? And the mineral is silica. S-I-L-I-C-A. It's a very important mineral found in a plant in the fern family called horsetail. I once gave a lecture to a group of consumers, to the public, and I talked about silica that we extracted from horsetail. Horsetail is a plant. It's a fern. But I think the lady misunderstood what I was saying, and she raised her hand and said, "Terry, I can't believe you would do that." I said, what did I do? That you extracted silica from the horse's tail. No. It's called horsetail. It's a plant. It's in the fern family. It's like a reed, not from horse's tails. But it does contain 80% of silica, which is the richest source of this mineral. And why is this mineral so valuable and so few people take mineral silica as a supplement? Well, first of all, it is one of the most powerful minerals for increasing the absorption of calcium. So it's a very, very important mineral to improve how much calcium you do absorb and get into bone. It increases bone density. People with osteoporosis, a broken bone, dental implants. And many times, in fact, one lady told me, she was so, so impressed with mineral silica. She went to her doctor, her dentist, and the dentist said, you know, we are now seeing more loss of bone in your jaw through the x-rays that we've just taken, and you should do something about increasing your calcium. Well, she read a book, and in the book, it advised that she would take silica, not so much calcium. Yes, calcium is important as well, but silica is so much more important than calcium, because silica gets calcium into the bones, the jawbone, your leg, your thigh bone. It gets it into the bones. It increases calcium absorption and the retention of bone calcium by over 50%. Now, you might be taking a very poor quality calcium, like calcium carbonate or calcium citrate. You may be taking a very, very poor form of calcium, and then you are not taking silica, so you have two strikes against you. So by getting more silica to increase calcium absorption and retention in the bones by over 50%, what does that mean? Stronger bones. The doctor always says you have lost a lot of calcium in your bones. You have less bone density. You have weaker bones. So how do you get stronger bones? To reduce the risk of fractures. Faster recovery after a fracture. In an animal model of osteoporosis, supplemental silica was associated with a 30% increase in bone density. That means your bones are getting stronger and healthier. Now, here's a really good study that I ran across. 82 people that had a dental implant to replace a tooth, that dental implant has to take hold in your jawbone. So dental implant, in a study of 82 people, treatment with silica reduced inflammation, it sped up the healing process, it increased bone density around the implant. So this was extremely important. Bone fractures. And how many times do we see people with a bone fracture? They may not be eating well. They may be on a poor diet. They may not have a really good source for calcium. Maybe they're not on a calcium supplement. Maybe they're not taking something like a good calcium source. But they have a bone fracture. Silica can treat and shorten the time needed for bone repair and increase the quality of new bone tissue formation. That's quite amazing. Not only is silica important for bones, but it is also required for collagen. How many, many people are taking collagen today? I see it sold everywhere. But that's only one part of the process. In order for us to increase the collagen formation, silica will increase it by over 50%. So this not only improves the absorption of collagen, but it doesn't waste your money. Because in order to increase the collagen formation in the body, silica is required to improve it by over 50%. Just think, you're improving the collagen absorption and the process of storing the collagen by over 50%. I ran across a study of women with fine hair. 9 months of supplementing the diet with silica by taking a good silica supplement increased the hair strength by almost 10%. In women with sun-damaged skin, 20 weeks of silica and the treatment of silica reduced skin roughness by almost 20% and strengthened hair and nails. Some people refer to as silica as the hair, skin, and beauty mineral. It's a mineral that I think very few people know about it, and very few, and lesser than few, take it as a supplement. We don't think about silica. And there's only one natural silica in the world. There are some synthetic forms made from sand, quartz, that are synthetic, that I would not recommend. So this is something that we should take really care of, that we get the highest quality of natural silica. And natural silica comes from fern known as horsetail. Just keep in mind, you want a silica product made from horsetail that gives you the best form of silica to be absorbed systemically. There are other forms like sand. There's silica in sand, but it's semi-synthetic, not natural. There's another source from bamboo, but it's very poorly absorbed. It doesn't do the job that silica extracted from horsetail combined with fatty acids that increase the absorption and makes it effective. If you had a recent bone break, most silica is sold in 20 milligram tablets. 20 milligram tablets. You don't need a lot of the mineral to be effective. You do not need very high quantities to make it effective and to increase the absorption. You need very small amount. Many, many minerals that we need in very small quantities to be effective. Some are only in micrograms. Some are in milligrams. But in silica, we need somewhere between 20 milligrams to 120 milligrams. And if I had a Boken Brown, or if I needed a high increased level of silica in my body, I would want to take about 120 milligrams. That would be like a 20 milligram tablet, 6 tablets daily for maybe 2, 3, or 4 months to increase the absorption of calcium, to increase the effect of silica, increasing the density of the bone, or to cement the bone back together again in a broken bone. This is a very, very important mineral for bone health. But also look for plant-based silica from horsetail. That's the kind you want. There is another source called ortho-silicic acid, which is synthetic. not made from a natural source. Well, I guess you could say it's made from a natural source. It's made from sand. I don't think you want to eat sand. And the bamboo is not a very good source of silica. It's not easily absorbed. The silica molecules are much larger than silica from horsetail. So the smaller the molecule, the better it is absorbed systemically. So for skin, hair, nails, and basic bone support, take about 20 milligrams daily. But if you have experienced a bone fracture, or you know from your physician that you're experiencing osteoporosis, bone damage, and as we get older, I can almost bet that every older person, elderly person, has some degree of osteoporosis. And they may have had a dental implant, or may have more bone concerns than most people. So you might want to take 40 to 80 to even up to 120 milligrams. That would be 6 tablets daily of a 20 milligram dosage. So up to 40 to 80 to 120 milligrams. And I would do that depending on the type of bone problem, up to 4 to 12 weeks to really help to cement that bone back together again, to increase the bone density in concerns where there's osteoporosis, and if you have a dental implant, to improve the quality of the dental implant, that it cements itself in place in the process of using silica. So keep silica in mind. It's one of the best bone health product you could find anywhere. It's not just calcium. And I've seen so many people come in to various health food stores or shopping areas where there are vitamins and minerals, and I hear them talking to the clerk that they're looking for a calcium supplement. The doctor sent them in for a calcium supplement. And they say, what kind? Calcium oxide. Well, that's not a very good source of calcium, a very, very poor source of calcium. And they don't ask for silica. Silica should be the number one bone health product you can buy. Yes, we do need calcium. But the calcium is not as effective without silica. Add silica, and it takes that calcium into the bone, whether it's osteoporosis, a broken bone, or a dental implant, whatever might calcium product and bone product you might encounter. So take that in consideration. You can't heal a bone. You can't improve osteoporosis without silica. It's the most important factor you can have in terms of healing any bone product, any bone problem, I should say. So keep silica in mind. Silica from what? Horsetail. But not horse's tail, but horsetail, the fern. Boost brain power at any age. You know, sometimes when you think, I can't remember that anymore. You know, I walked into the kitchen from the living room, and I forgot why I did that. I can't remember where I put my keys. Where did I leave my phone? But this does not just happen as we age. Yes, it happens more often when we age. But we want to boost brain power at any age. We're all going to get older in time. Every day we get a day older, right? And every day we get closer to being the golden age. There's nothing wrong with the golden age if we do the things that help us age in grace, that age over time slowly. We can slow down. Yes, we can. Absolutely. we can slow down the process of aging. Some people are old at 40. They can hardly get around. Some people are young at 80. Where do you want to be? And what do you want your brain power to be when you're 80 or 90? You want it to be in good health. And we can be in good health. How do we improve our memory? Well, exercise is a phenomenal way to boost our memory. A new study from the University of South Australia, a major study on memory, finds that any kind of exercise, any kind, you don't have to be choosy. You can walk, you can bike, you can swim, you can do some weight-resisting exercise. Exercise, as shown in this major South Australian study, that it boosts memory and mental function. No matter what your age, from kids, yes, kids, because it improves their memory in school. They didn't lose their memory. They don't have a slow memory. It makes their memory better, even if they're a child, all the way up to seniors. So the researchers collected data from over 2,000 studies, 2,000 studies on exercise and how it affects mental function. That included over 250,000 participants, 250,000 subjects were involved in the study. And the study was 2,000 studies. So that's a very big study because they take the 2,000 studies and they find out the conclusion of the 2,000 studies and they come up with one overall general study involving 250,000 participants. They found that even low intensity exercise, like walking and yoga, improved memory and mental function at any age. But today, how many people, kids, adults, all those all the way up to 80, 90, are sitting, looking at their phones, playing games on their phones, which is all good too, because it does mentally exercise your brain. But just exercising improves the quality of your memory. Positive gains can definitely be detected in as little as 1 month. 30 days, you can improve your memory with exercise. And for kids with ADHD and exercise, improved focus, it reduced impulsivity and increased executive function, which is the ability to manage information and make decisions and plan ahead. To manage information, make decisions. That's why we want a brain. That's why we want a memory. That's why we want to think. We have to have more quality brain function. What does exercise do? And how does it help improve memory? Well, exercise boosts blood flow. More blood to the brain. And what does that accomplish? Well, bringing blood to the brain cells, brings also more nutrients to make the brain healthier. It boosts blood flow to the brain. Bringing brain cells the nutrients and the oxygen that they need to function. So this is also very valuable to help new brain health by exercising. Get out and walk. Get on a bike, treadmill. Do something other than sitting and looking at your phone. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can join us for more information. And don't go away. It may sound like I'm going away, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm coming right back here after we pause for a few commercials. I'll join you again until the top of the hour. Back right after this. Welcome back, my friends. We're here until the top of the hour. We're not going anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. I love talking to you. Maybe you get bored. I don't get bored. I get jazzed up when I talk to you. I get so excited to share all this information with you. You know, where else do you get good information? I hope I give you good information. I want to. There are so many valuable things we can do to be healthier. We don't have to just dry up and blow away. We can be here for a long time. We can have a strong, healthy brain, strong, healthy heart. We can keep all of our organs and glands. We can eat the best food possible. We can exercise. We can play games when it's appropriate. Don't just sit on the phone all day. But there are times when playing games is fun and does challenge your brain. So there's all good things. But first of all, exercise. Nutrition is number one. We need the best nutrition possible. We need good exercise. We need good mental clarity. There are so many good things that we can use in order to make our body healthier. So keep on exercising. Never stop. You may not see the process immediately. It may take some time. But over time, you'll feel so much better. And your mind will be better. Your heart, your liver, your joints. You'll improve throughout your entire body. And that's why we're here at Terry Talks Nutrition every hour on the weekend. We give, not every hour, but an hour every weekend. But we want to bring you more information as to how you can use it to improve the quality of your health. Now I have some sad news, especially for men. But if we don't talk about it, we can't change our lifestyle. We've got to change our lifestyle to change our health. So not only do women struggle with breast cancer, although it's rare, men get breast cancer as well. And unfortunately, male breast cancer rates have been gradually increasing in the last 10 years. And the mortality rate for men is about 25% higher than for women. With women with breast cancer. Possibly because men are not often diagnosed until the cancer is advanced. Typical breast cancer symptoms in men are a lump behind the nipple or bleeding from the nipple. If you see this in your life, that you feel a lump behind the nipple, or if you see some bleeding from the nipple, go see your doctor immediately. For men, any lumps, bumps, swelling, or redness in the breast should be checked by your physician. Don't put it off. Don't think it's just something unusual and it'll go away. It won't go away. The best thing for you to is assure that it goes away. So how do you reduce breast cancer risk? First of all, most of our conditions, most of our lifestyle conditions are involved with oxidative stress, which then in time causes inflammation. Now, inflammation is good and bad. When we have an injury, we twist our ankle, we sprain our knee, we do something that causes an injury. And everything is caused by an injury. Smoking causes an injury. It causes damage to all of the cells in our lungs and throughout many other functions of the body. Smoking is the number one cause for cancer. We do damage. Now, inflammation will go to that area because the smoking is a source of oxidative damage. It damages our cells. So inflammation is set up to try to cure the damage. And when we sprain our knee or twist our ankle over a few weeks, the inflammation that goes there in the form of swelling, pain, heat, redness, are all signs of inflammation. But in this case, it's good inflammation. It's not bad inflammation. It's good. Because in a few weeks, that area will be healed. Because of the good inflammation. So why is inflammation bad? Why do people take drugs? Why do people take natural herbal extracts or natural components to reduce the inflammation? Because we have an unknown source. I shouldn't say unknown source. It's a known source, but people don't realize it. Our diet. Just think about that. The food we eat, our diet, every morsel we put into our mouth has the ability to cause inflammation or to reduce inflammation. We have pro-inflammatory diets. That means it causes inflammation. The diet causes inflammation. And unfortunately, the American diet, made up primarily of carbohydrates and sugar and seed oils, cause daily inflammation. So we are causing inflammation all the time. So what we need to do is to prevent oxidative damage, prevent inflammation by reducing the damaging effects of our diet. So we want to get rid of carbohydrates, lower them drastically. The sicker you are, the less carbohydrates you require, the less you need. Because 95% of all the carbohydrates, that means like pasta, bread, anything made out of grain, all the grain flours, all of those cause inflammation, pro-inflammatory process. Sugar, all the various kinds of sugar, and usually carbohydrates, well, I should say usually all carbohydrates turn into sugar because we can't digest carbohydrates unless it turns into sugar. And then we have a way to store it, and unfortunately we store it as fat. So all the fat you see on your body is not from fat. It does not come from foods that contain fat. It's not from butter. It's not from cream. It's not from oils. It's not from meat fat. Not from butter. It's from carbohydrates that can no longer be useful because we have so much carbohydrates in our body that we can't store anymore and use it as energy. It turns into fat. All that belly fat that you see that you want to get rid of, and you pay a price, you take a drug to try to get rid of belly fat to cause more side effects. We cause more complications, more problems when we use drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy. Those are drugs that, yes, I know they're promising you weight loss, but they're not telling you what they're promising you in side effects. It's not worth the risk. Don't use drugs to lose weight. Change your diet. Stop eating all the refined carbohydrates. They're all made out of 95% flour. You know, we consume almost 250 pounds of sugar. I want that to sink down in your head, sink down into your brain, sink down into your mind. 250 pounds of sugar, pure sugar. And we also consume about 133 pounds of flour. Not flowers, not what you see out in your garden, but flour, F-L-O-U-R. And all that flour turns to sugar because that's the only way that can be utilized in our body to be burnt off as energy. But our body is so full of fat that there's no place for it to be burned off in the cell for energy. So it stores it as more fat, so you get fatter. You get fatter. And you get more fat. And you know, every time you lose weight with a drug, and any time you lose weight anyway, anyhow, half that fat is muscle. So you want to lose weight as you gain muscle. So the ideal way is to lose weight by correcting your diet, by lowering your carbohydrates, by eating no sugar, no sugar, no sugar, and getting rid of all the seed oils. All the seed oils are bad because they contain a very high concentration of omega-6 fatty acid. Omega-6, linoleic acid, is omega-6. Now, we need some, but about the same amount that we have of omega-3 fatty acid. But over time, food manufacturers want to make their products cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So they use seed oils, like corn oil, soybean oil, cottonseed oil, because they're dirt cheap. They're not using expensive quality oils. They're not using olive oil, macadamia nut oil, or pecan oil, or avocado oil. Those are expensive oils. But they're like, to me, they're like medicines. They're going to give us better health. They're not going to damage our body. They're going to improve the quality of our body. But when they use these cheap oils, they use cottonseed oil. Cotton is not a food. It belongs in the textile industry. They make clothes out of cotton, right? So there is no restrictive measures of spraying of pesticides on cotton because it's not a food. But then they use this cotton oil. Our food industry is so screwed up that we are killing ourselves with the American diet. Now, not overnight. We don't see people drop dead overnight, but we see people dropping dead from cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and all the complications of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, all the bad things that are caused by eating the American diet. So over time, we are shortening our life, we are getting more unhealthy, and we're getting more in terrible shape. Now, that's why we have breast cancer in men. That's why we have breast cancer in women. That's why we get sicker and sicker, and we have cancer in children. 1-year-old and 2-year-old children born with cancer because the mother was not healthy and passed on the cancer cells to the child. And in this case, in a cell study looking at triple negative breast cancer cells, curcumin is a substance, a polyphenol, that's extracted from turmeric. Not turmeric, curcumin. Turmeric is not the plant you want to take. Turmeric does not have the benefits of curcumin. Turmeric only has about 2% to 5% curcumin. So when it's extracted out of the plant, it extracts up to 95% curcumin. And that nearly doubled and tripled the effectiveness of chemotherapy drug 5-FU in killing breast cancer cells in men and women. Now here's a drug commonly referred to as 5-FU. It's one of the most common drugs in chemotherapy for treating cancer. But it kills many people because of the harshness and the toxicity of the drug. But when you use curcumin with it, it nearly doubled the effectiveness of the drug and less side effects, less toxicity in the drug. So by reducing... But there is one more thing that I think I would like to be... I know we're running out of time. I just hate when we run out of the hour. I have so much more I want to say, and it's hard to get so much in. But not only is curcumin a very effective botanical extract, very, very, very safe. The only side effect I've ever seen and I've ever read about in all the scientific studies is if a large quantity of curcumin was taken, it could cause diarrhea, which I think would help a lot of people. For sure. So now you can also reduce breast cancer risk by supplementing your diet with more vitamin D. D like dog. D3. Don't use D2, use D3. And did you know from this research on vitamin D, in a study of men and women with a variety of cancers, many different kinds of cancer, 75% of the patients had low or deficient vitamin D levels. So when many men and women had cancer, they also were proven to have a very, very low level of vitamin D levels in their blood. So vitamin D helps cells develop normally, not abnormally. And cancer cells are abnormal cells. But vitamin D helps them to develop normal and prevents the formation and spread of cancer cells. Protect yourself primarily with curcumin and vitamin D. In a study of over 4,000 women with breast cancer, those with the highest levels of vitamin D had a 50% reduction in the risk of death than those with the lowest levels of vitamin D. Even very, very low levels of vitamin D is better than nothing. But I think you should get up to a very high level. But even low doses, it's like 400 IUs of vitamin D supplementation, was found to reduce early stage breast cancer by up to 18%. But most alternative positions, those using natural along with chemotherapy. And those scientific researchers that are doing studies on cancer with natural alternatives saw that by increasing the level of vitamin D, some doctors are now using 10,000 to 20,000. The FDA requires 400 to 600. We're talking 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. I wouldn't go any higher than 20,000 per day. And don't take a large quantity per week. Stay with 10,000 to 20,000 daily. And it was found to reduce the early stage breast cancer by much more than the 10%. I have just one more thought. I was trying to contemplate what I wanted to leave you with. I'm going to be running out of the studio that is about out of my house today. I had to do some work at my home, so I decided to broadcast my program from my home today. And my little girl, my little Bella girl, I thought she'd be barking her head off, but she's just sitting here alongside of me, not even whispering a peep. She's such a good little girl. But I want to tell you why belly fat is so bad. And we can reduce belly fat with the Mediterranean diet and a group of polyphenols. We make our belly fat. God is not mad at us. He doesn't pile fat on us. He doesn't make us live with a fat body. We, through our lifestyle choices, create our belly fat. We make belly fat. And we make it from all the carbohydrates, all the sugar, all the seed oils that I mentioned earlier in the program. But they found out in an 18-month study, researchers compared the effects of three different diets on belly fat levels in average weight and middle-aged adults. They looked at the standard American diet, SAD, standard American diet, the Mediterranean diet, plus 400 milligrams of polyphenols from walnuts. Walnuts have a high concentration of polyphenols. And then the Mediterranean diet, plus 1,200 milligrams from walnuts, green tea, and a protein shake. And the results of these study, both Mediterranean diet groups lost weight, about the same amount of weight. But the high polyphenol group had doubled the loss of belly fat. They lost 14% of their belly fat compared to only 6% versus those on a low polyphenol group. What are polyphenols? Yeah, I'll give you an example of some of the polyphenols. Curcumin, green tea, rapeseed extract, poly extract, apple extract. All of these reduce belly fat. And you might be able to find a supplement in your health food store that contains 4, 5, or 6 of these very active polyphenols that will definitely reduce your belly fat, otherwise known as visceral fat, the fat that's in your abdominal wall, the fat that's in your belly. This fat is the most dangerous kind of fat, because all that fat in our body, you can see it, you probably can feel it, you can probably pick it up between your fingers and jiggle your fat. All that fat causes inflammation. So while you're trying to take a pill to reduce inflammation, while you're taking a drug to reduce inflammation, while you're taking something like Ozempic to reduce fat, you are creating more and more inflammation that damages your organs, like your heart, kidneys, and liver, and increases other serious diseases. You see how easy it is to be damaged by your own hands, by the food you are eating, and every morsel you put in your body is communicating with all of your cells, telling your cells what to do, telling your cells to turn on more inflammation. You're getting more sick every meal, every bite you take. If you're taking all the seed oils and huge quantities of carbohydrates, it's not fat, it's not bacon, it's not butter, it's not cream, it's not all the good quality fats that make us fat. They're a longer lasting source of energy. They don't make us fat. Carbohydrates and sugar, until you get that concept that the grains, breads, pasta, flours, and seed oils, and sugar, sweets, desserts, all the junk are making us fat. So the food manufacturers know how fat they're making us, and the drug companies are trying to sell us Ozempic and Wegovy to reduce the fat. And the more fat we reduce, the more muscle we lose as well. We become so unhealthy. We're a very unhealthy country. Out of 37 industrialized nations, like the U.S., the United States is the most sick country in the world. We are the sickest country in the world. Think about that. But until next week, and we come together again, I say a prayer for you, my friends. God bless you. So please pray for this great country, and we can bring it back together again and make it a great, great country. God bless you, my friends. God bless America.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Governor Greg Abbott calls it catastrophic and has signed a disaster declaration after deadly flooding swept through central Texas. At least 24 are dead. More than 20 girls from a summer camp are still unaccounted for.
Little kids off at camp, joyfully excited about the upcoming day to celebrate the 4th of July.
CBS's Jason Allen is in Kerrville, where the Guadalupe River swelled more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours, sweeping up everything in its path.
Scar marks you can see on the trees. That is where the houses and the RVs scraping and bouncing off the trees as the flood carried them down the river.
Search and rescue operations continue. During a 4th of July celebration at the White House, President Trump signed his tax and spending bill into law.
This is the triumph of democracy on the birthday of democracy. The